Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John's back. I know I'm excited to settle down. John is a certified financial planner. He's got all kinds of he's got letters on the front of his name and letters on the back of his name. He's an ordained minister. He's a certified financial planner. He's an author. Making Mammon Serve You is one of his books. He's got more, and we turn to him to get some wisdom quite often. And he's our good friend John. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So there is talk. People are out there talking about is there going to be a recession? Are we going to have a recession? And two things. Number one, some of the people who are talking about it are saying it for political reasons. They would like there to be a recession to hurt the prospects of this administration, number one. Number two, they just assume, well, you know, it's been so long, we're about to have one. And the other thing is are we going to allow that kind of behavior, those kinds of comments to talk us into a recession? I think we're more in danger of talking ourselves into one than actually having a natural one. What do you think?
I think there's a lot to that. Now, on the one hand, I always tell people when they ask me about, is a recession coming? Well, yes, eventually, because the business cycle still cycles. You have recession followed by recovery, and that's always been the history of the economy since there's been an economy. But knowing that one is coming someday is not nearly as viable as knowing when. And you can't really know when, since recessions are by definition diagnosed after the fact. Two consecutive quarters of negative growth is what a recession is. Right now, our numbers look pretty good in many respects. Unemployment is low, inflation is low, middle class wages have been growing faster than in the last 3 years.
And minority prospects are up more than any time in history.
Across the board. So, I mean, that's all really great. So I agree with you that much of the talk of recession is driven more by political agendas than by hard economic numbers. But the danger is that if business owners pay too much attention to the talk, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy for them, because you start cutting back because a recession is coming, and that makes a recession come. What I like to tell people is, look, in every recession, if a recession turns out to start tomorrow, in every recession there are people whose income is not especially affected, and even people whose income goes up. That can be everybody from bankruptcy attorneys and repo men to brokers handling retirement plan rollovers. If new car sales tank, then that means people are keeping their old cars longer, and mechanics will benefit. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to do okay.
That's the beauty of a dynamic, multifaceted, multi-layered economy.
Yeah, and so whatever line of work you're in, if you will market your goods or your services to the people who are doing well, regardless of what's going on right now, then you can continue to do well. If you keep making money hard and keep spending less than you earn, and are generous to people who aren't as well off as you, you don't have to participate in the recession even if one comes. And that's what I like to tell people. There's more damage done by worrying about whether a recession is coming than would be done by the actual arrival of one.
There are a couple of other facts out there that I think we need to put into place. Number one, I'm convinced that the small business sector has never been more prepared for the next downturn than they are now, because having come through the lost decade of the last decade, 8 years of the Obama economy and Obamacare, we have got our balance sheets, our cash positions as a sector have never been better. And when you've got a deleveraged situation, less debt, stronger balance sheets, better cash, then you're able to weather any kind of a downturn, John. And I don't think we've ever, I don't think the small, in my lifetime, the small business sector has never been better. And John, if we get to, if we're, if that's true, that makes the next downturn more shallow than it would have been. We will be able to contribute to the next downturn being less steep. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree. And what's interesting is that when you hear about business news on most of the mainstream media, it's not small business they're talking about.
That's right.
It's the, you know, the ones that make the headlines. But yeah, the fact of the matter is the economy really runs on the back of smaller
businesses.
That's right. Most of the employment,
and a lot of those companies, 40 to 60% of their world is outside of the United States. So what they're reporting on is not even the United States. It's not even your own neighborhood marketplace. So that's something, another way to importance of being a discerning consumer of the news. John Harrison and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.